RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
It's time for Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
On now.
Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
And the current Zika news, Zika infections have been confirmed in 9 pregnant women in the U.S., including one who gave birth to a baby with birth defects, health officials are now saying. And scientists have also recently tied this virus to temporary paralysis with Guillain-Barré. It's temporary. We don't know anything yet more about it, but we certainly will on this Super Tuesday. Wow, if you're keeping an eye on the political situation, I know this is a health show, but my goodness, the health. Okay, we can put it in terms of stress and watching these things unfold, and I guess we'll know tonight what happens, but wow, Super Tuesday, a lot of people, despite the weather in some areas of the country, some people are really able, you know, having trouble, but they're going to get out and vote, and we want to encourage everybody in the Super Tuesday areas, all 13 states, to get out and vote today. Hopefully you'll make good choices, because that's what I tell my teenagers, make good choices. So I'm telling you that too. In any way, we're talking about dieting. You know, we talk about dieting a lot, and Americans spend billions of dollars a year in efforts to lose weight, but it's easy to forget that occasionally you can save money in your quest or spend more. When I give people a lot of diet advice, I give them advice about journaling, weighing themselves, and the types of food that they eat. So now we've done so many shows about organic food and if you should be eating organic of certain foods. And yes, in some cases, it is more expensive. But you think if you're dieting, you're eating less food. So it should be cost effective and it should be a little cheaper to diet. But it depends on what you're dieting from and what you're going towards. So if you're somebody who's been eating a lot of junk food, and you're switching to healthy food, rice and beans and vegetables, you might see your bills go down, unless you're switching to the organic versions of those things, in which case you might see your bills go up. I always tell people that fish is a dieter's best friend. Fish is an expensive diet food. It just is. To buy fresh fish every night, you're going to spend, I don't know, maybe $5 to $10 on a nice piece of fish. If you're getting wild caught, maybe even just a little bit more. Dieting is certainly not cheap. And I don't want to say that to discourage anybody from going on a diet, but going off the junk food is worth it. You feel better. You see clearer. Your gut and your system works better. You know, you go to the bathroom better. However, there are ways to cut costs when you're dieting. So remember to look for the organic versions of the foods that it's more important. Now, milk, for example, is an important one to go organic, but it can be quite expensive. So if that's not cost effective for you, going organic 2% or low fat milk may be a little bit too pricey, but something like organic cantaloupe, it's got a pretty thick skin. So if you just wash it really well, that's not necessarily something that you have to go organic. And cantaloupe and melon, all those melons are really great diet foods. Cantaloupe is a fantastic diet food. It's packed with vitamins and nutrients. It has very few calories. It's a little high on the sugar, but that's not a bad sugar. Nobody ever got fat eating a cantaloupe. Things like carrots and such, if you wash them really good, buying pre-cut vegetables to help along your diet does make it a little bit more expensive, but it's certainly more convenient and you will have better luck if you buy pre-made salad stuff, pre-cut vegetables, and all you have to do is throw them into a big bowl and serve them with some nice olive oil and vinegar. You know, those are great tips to dieting and they can make it cost just a little bit more. However, it's certainly worth it in the long run. So dieting may cost you just a little bit more, but again, it's worth it in the long run, and cutting out the junk food is always going to be worth it. So this is Melanie Cole. Great show coming up. Stay well.